And so it goes on. Lower down, confusedly, at the limit which separates the indistinct from the invisible, one perceives other gloomy men who perhaps do not exist as yet. The men of yesterday are spectres, those of tomorrow are forms. The eye of the spirit distinguishes them but obscurely. The embryonic work of the future is one of the visions of philosophy. A world in limbo, in the state of fetus, what an unheard-of spectre! St. Simon, Owen, Fourier are there also in lateral galleries. Surely, although a divine and invisible chain unknown to themselves binds together all these subterranean pioneers who almost always think themselves isolated and who are not so, their works vary greatly and the light of some contrasts with the blaze of others. The first are paradisiacal, the last are tragic. Nevertheless, whatever may be the contrast, all these toilers, from the highest to the most nocturnal, from the wisest to the most foolish, possess one likeness, and this is it. Disinterestedness. Marat forgets himself like Jesus. They throw themselves on one side, they omit themselves, they think not of themselves. They have a glance, and that glance seeks the absolute. The first has the whole heavens in his eyes, the last, enigmatical though he may be, has still beneath his eyelids the pale beam of the infinite. Venerate the man, whoever he may be.